We're live. It's Sunday, July 7th, 2024. Huge developments here and across the planet. Stay with us. Tell everybody you know. Tune in now. You are the resistance.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
I think Mr. Nixon is an effective leader of his party. I hope he would grant me the same. The question before us is, which point of view and which party do we want to lead the United States?
Mr. Nixon, would you like to comment on that statement?
No.
Who am I? Why am I here?
There is no question but that this nation cannot stand still, because we are in a deadly competition. A competition not only with the men in the Kremlin, but the men in Peking. As Senator Kennedy, I think, is implied. But when you're in a race, the only way to stay ahead is to move ahead.
First of all, Rand Paul shouldn't even be on this stage.
But Governor Reagan, again, typically is against such a proposal.
Governor, there you go again.
I am not sitting in the United States Senate with, by the way, the worst voting record there is today.
You know, I wasn't going to say this at all, but I can't help it. There you go again.
Your brother and your brother's administration gave us Barack Obama because it was such a disaster those last 3 months that Abraham Lincoln couldn't have been elected.
Mr. Green, did you tell him you asked for me? You said, I am paying for that microphone, Mr.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
From everything I see, has no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty. My Social Security payroll contribution will go up, as will Donald's, assuming he can't figure out how to get out of it. But what we want to do is to replenish the Social Security Trust Fund.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
I have returned after 3 days off with the family, recharged and ready for war. It's an info war, and humanity is beginning to turn the tide. But the globalists have a lot of tricks up their sleeves. If we're aware of those tricks, we can beat them. If we're not, they'll win, we'll lose, and hell on earth will follow. It's Sunday, July 7th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Well, we're going to be here for 4 hours. I'm here for two. Chase Geyser is in for two after that. And we have got a ton to cover. He's got all the angles he wants to go at. I've got the angles I'm about to go at. He's in his office right through that wall right there, beavering away, getting ready, doing an amazing job like he did last Sunday. What a great show he did. I just want to point that out, people that had missed it. I'm sure he'll do it again tonight, so be sure and tune in after I leave here in about, exactly 1 hour and 55 minutes from now, 56 minutes from now. Okay, we're going to go to break. People ask why I have a quick 5 minute segment, and then I go to break for a minute. We're still on things called radio stations for all the folks out there on X, over 300 of them, and all the folks watching at InfoWars.com/show. So a lot of stations join us at 6 after, so we do this first 5 for people online, for everybody else on radio stations. The show kicks off in T-minus 60 seconds. Remember, the way you override the AI and the censors is taking the live links or telling folks about the local stations you're listening to. It's an info war, and you are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
For humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are live broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. It's Sunday, July 7th, 2024. We are 120 days, 7 hours, 52 minutes, 57 seconds. The most important election in world history. Folks, I'm going to give everybody, from my perspective, a 35,000-foot view. Then we're going to zoom in at point-blank range on the ground and break it all down, what's happening here in America and around the world. But the first thing I want to talk about this evening is the big picture. I want to just be 100% clear. If we study the technocrats, the globalists, the mad scientists that President Eisenhower, in 1961, in his farewell address in late January, gave, it's a 21-minute speech, I've aired it many times, but not in years, we should air it again maybe next week and or the week coming up and break it down, it takes about an hour to start and stop it. So important, because he was in control of all the R&D, the nuclear weapons, everything, he was actually a president in full command. He said, look, there is a technological scientific elite trying to take full control of the U.S. and all research, and it's going to create a monopoly over everybody's minds and over the military and over society. So they call it the military-industrial complex speech, but it should have been the warning of the mad scientist takeover speech. But if you know what they're doing and you know what the top 100 corporations are doing or so, and you actually read what they write and what they plan and what they do, you can read white papers the globalists put out in the 50s, 60s, 70s. They've done it all. And the stuff they talked about in the 80s, they've gotten basically all done. So that's why I can get on air and say, they're going to release a virus, and then they're going to create fear and make you wear masks and lock you in your houses. And the first virus won't kill that many people. It'll just be a drill and a test. But then the shot they give you will actually be what slowly kills you and sterilizes you. And then they're going to release an even more deadly virus and have an even bigger response. People watch those videos from 15 years ago. They've got hundreds of millions of views on X alone. And they say, how the hell does this guy know all this? And again, it's not about me knowing it. It's about you understanding why I know it, because you can know it too. So once you start actually reading the globalist own admissions, they act like we're animals and can't read. And I get it. Most of the public is just out having fun, go to the movies, go to Top Golf, you know, grill. Believe me, I want to go to Top Golf and I want to grill and I want to go to movies and you know, believe me, I want to go scuba diving right now. I sneak in about once a year. I used to do it like every 3 months. You just go deep sea fishing 3 or 4 times a year. Do it every 2 years now. Because the whole world's in so much trouble. I'm not mad at you. You want to have a good time. I love it as much as you do, probably more. I like enjoyment. But we're in such a global crisis that I just stay focused, focused, focused. 80% of my waking time, the rest is with my children. And I've neglected them to a great extent. I couldn't have been a better father because I've been so focused on this. But what's frustrating is I know the enemy plan. And I know what they're doing. And I know what they're going to do next. Because they are basically been in control for 60 years. And they're getting greater control. So whatever they plan to do, baby, they get it done. Until now. The whole world's turning against them. They're getting way more resistance than they thought. I'd say 1,000% more resistance than they predicted. They did not bet on humanity. So here's the 35,000 foot view, then I'll give you the big news and drill into it. They planned on the COVID scare, basically still going on today. And they got people brainwashed for a while. Their mind control worked. Their psyops worked for a while, but then they weren't able to silence the citizens and the doctors and the good scientists and the good nurses. And so it backfired massively. And they've gone from 60% of the public taking all their poison shots to now they're getting 4% uptake on all their new shots and about 30% uptake all over the Western world on all their old ones that are just as bad. And I can go on from there. 80%+ of Americans, same thing with Europeans, in all major polls are against these wars. They just try to hide that information. People aren't pro-war anymore. Folks unified, I mean, upwards of 70% of Hispanic Americans don't want open border. It's higher than white people. They've totally lost the Hispanics. Blacks, triple the number supporting Trump. And I could go on for hours describing how, for the thinking public, and they come in all colors, shapes, and sizes, a beautiful people made by God, there is an irrevocable break with the system happening and a global political realignment. And the globalists built the current system. They've got tricks and scams, and we'll get into the European elections and talk about what really happened there with the communists and socialists winning everywhere in all the regional elections and all the primaries and all, oh my God, the populists were winning everywhere. They were winning by 50% in some cases, 40% in parliamentary systems. That sounds like we're used to a two-party system where they're winning by 40%. 40% is like winning by 80% in a two-party system. When you've got 15 parties and the conservative anti-globalist party gets 40% in the case of Canada or the case of Germany, you would think, or the case of France, 35%, you'd think, well, that's not a majority. How are they? The other parties are getting 5, 10, 15 points. But then they form coalitions in the parliaments to outvote that. So when you see the communist or Labour in the UK winning, or you see the literal communist winning in France, and you're like, well, wait a minute. The populist party was getting 35% of the vote a week ago. What happened? Well, again, they've got all these other parties that get their seats. They combine forces, and that's how the scam works. But I'm digressing. But on every front, the globalist agenda is all or nothing. If they can't keep knocking the dominoes down and keep the momentum going for the insane stuff, the transgenderism, the Satanism, the communism, the so-called free ride garbage, if all of that doesn't just keep falling in the way that they want it to go, they're going to lose because they're going for everything. But resistance is forming everywhere. We've gone from 3% resistance when I first got on air 30 years ago to 30, 40, 50%, depending on the country you're in, resistance. And there's no way if 30 or 40% of us don't comply with just part of their system, it's going to go through. That's why they're so panicked. And that's why they're trying to catch up to get their global government in place, to get their cashless society in place, to get their central bank digital currencies and their social credit score in place, because they need that control when the world economy goes belly up. And again, we're coming to the end of the Federal Reserve System, 1913, 100 plus years ago. What is that, 111 years ago? and similar systems were set up by the same families worldwide. So their bubble and all their quadrillions in fake debt that they put on us is coming to an end. So they need crises to get us in line in the angrier, destabilized world the WEF talks about, so that we'll accept the answer, the lifeboat they're launching for us of this cashless society, world government, mark of the beast system. But if they can't get the public to go along with that, well, they don't get to build the new system. They go to prison. And so that's really the big takeaway, is that the world financial system is already collapsing. Inflation is everywhere. It's expanding radically. And the globalists talked about this a lot. We've read their quotes here, played the clips, but they were going to blame that on other things. Blame it on war, racism, or global warming. People don't buy that. They are learning about the WEF, the IMF, the World Bank, the private Federal Reserve. And as that process that's been going on since the Federal Reserve began, it was fought in Congress, barely snuck through on December 23rd, 1913. No quorum call. Three senators passed it. Back then there wasn't TV and radio. The public didn't even know what was going on until months later. And so now, all these decades and a century plus later, the learning curve is going straight up. And so, as negative as the news is we cover and break down here daily and nightly at Infowars.com and Bandop Video and Real Alex Jones on X, and the links that don't get censored as much as like MadMaxWorld.tv takes you to Bandop Video, whereas that link to Bandop Video is totally banned on places like Facebook, you can still get MadMaxWorld.tv out. But I digress. What I'm getting at here is that their system is coming down. And they need to get us to buy into their new system. But if they're exposed as the people running the old system, why do you put the same people in charge of a new system that's so totalitarian, so Orwellian, so obviously Big Brother on steroids and a healthy helping of PCP? Now, that said, here's the big issue. There are millions of points and angles to talk about with this election, what's happening here in America. And I'm going to hit that first here in a moment in detail. But you first have to understand what's happening here is part of a larger global realignment. And so people are politically trying to leave the party they were in to go to another party hoping for change. And most of the public's still not that educated on what's happening, so they're just randomly hitting panic buttons. But the fact that you're seeing such radical change in governments and systems so quickly shows that it's a juggling game for the globalists, and that they, in the end, are in deep trouble. And they know that, and they admit that. Now, that said, we can talk about Biden dropping out. We can talk about who's going to replace him all day. We can talk about all the angles of that, and we will. It's a very interesting soap opera. But in the larger equation, inside the federal government, inside Wall Street donated 95% to the Democrats against Trump. I've got articles right here. But suddenly, the Treasury notes and things are up again, and Wall Street is now saying, okay, we're going to prepare for a Trump presidency. Got town hall articles about that and New York Times articles. So Wall Street, in just the last week, is not shifting to support Trump. They are now changing their policies and what they're planning to do for a Trump presidency. And I don't want to sit here and say they won't try to steal it. They certainly will try. But a landslide, they can't override. It's too big. That goes into the numbers, and I've talked about that a million times. I'm not going to repeat it. But like I said, well, they look at so many dead people and so many folks that have moved out of district with Zuckerberg's database to stuff ballot boxes and fill out fake ballots, okay? They only have so many bullets. It's like a video game, and the final boss takes 100 missiles to kill. And you get to the final level, and you got 80 missiles. They can't kill the boss. They don't have enough bullets, okay? And that's why people just turn out and show up and get people to vote. Trump will win. And I had Roger on last week, and he's like, a lot of you were watching last Sunday, actually. And I love Roger. He's a great guy, really smart, one of the best political analysts out there. And he's like, listen, I don't want to talk about what Trump gets in. I want to worry about what's happening now and how we get him elected. And I said, Roger, that's great. This isn't a regular show where we're trying to, you know, we are reaching new audiences, but mainly we've got activists that know what's going on. They want to get the next level intel and see if they agree with it or not, because a lot of our listeners are smarter than we are. In fact, on many subjects, you are smarter than I am. It's all about perspective and lifetime experience and training. So I learn from you, you learn from me. And I said, Roger, I believe he's going to be reelected. The evidence is overwhelming. And then what are they going to do with the 79 days when he's president-elect, where he's the president but doesn't have the power? That's when they've admitted they're going to cause civil unrest, total hysteria, you name it. That's a huge discussion area. But let's move on from that, because we're tomorrow's news today. You can get current analysis on what's going on everywhere. We'll do some of that. But people don't tune in here to get what's currently happening, because we already told you what was going to happen a year ago, literally. Trump has said this five times I know of in the last 6 months. He said it again 2 weeks ago, and the media spun it and said, Trump hopes there's a financial collapse. He didn't say that. He said, I'm really worried about the economy and this bubble and the inflation, and I think we're going to have a major correction and serious collapse. And if I'm handed the baton like Herbert Hoover, and the first week I get into office in late January of 2025, 5 months from now, 6 months from now, I'm going to get the blame. That's how the public works, and I won't be able to fix it. If it collapses now, I'll be able to put policies in that will mitigate it. And he's always an optimist and fix it. You're not going to fix this. You can, like, crash into the wall at 50 miles an hour or 100. I mean, you know, with Trump, it's 50 miles an hour. With Biden, it's 150. So, or use the plane landing. You know, the engine's out, the plane's out of control. Can the pilot land the plane? You still get a few broken bones. The landing gear breaks, slides into a building, you know, maybe kills a few people, but most people survive. Like, crash landing, survivable. Let's not sit here and lie to people. All right. We're either going to crash straight into the ground and we explode into a total deep depression, crime wave, total insanity, food services breakdown, infrastructure disintegration, hell on earth. The globalists are planning on that. Or we can come in with our nose up, wobble around them, landing gear breaks, and we slide into a hangar. And then the slides pop out of the side of the plane, and we get off, and the plane blows up. I mean, that's the good scenario versus just straight down on the ground. Yeah. So those are the discussions I have with my parents, my wife, my family around the dinner table. I mean, I'm literally like, who cares? We don't have much money in the bank. We just eat storable food. Get more. And, you know, stock the cabin in the woods, because this runs from bad to nightmare level unspeakable. Okay. And again, I think all of you already know this. Most people can see the signs everywhere, but I'm just not going to lie to people. We need to get our asses ready. And I'd spend 90% of your chance trying to save the country, because that mitigates the crash. 10% getting ready, which I've never spent 10% of my time getting ready. I am now. Because it's that serious, it's that dangerous, and I'd be a liar if I didn't sit here and explain to you, in my perspective, maybe you disagree, we are screwed. Because, you know, a crash landing, you survive, is still horrible. But that's what I'm looking for. And maybe out of a miracle, the plane lands and everything's fine. Well, look around the world. Just the COVID lockdowns of 3 years in the third world, year and a half in the West, devastated supply lines, infrastructure, killed 80-plus million people from starvation. They're all flooding up here, being used as a UN weapon. I mean, they've started dominoes. They already cut off 30-something percent of the fertilizer production worldwide. They're already cutting off most of the pipelines and oil drilling permits, not just here around the world. Russia up production is kind of saving a bunch of people and upping its – I mean, and I'm not trying to lionize Russia. They just are. So that's where we are. And you can talk about the 79 days from Trump being reelected in early November to January 21st, where he's sworn in D.C. And what are they going to do in that time? We should really be talking about that. Nobody else is. Remember last time I said 79 days of hell 4 years ago. I said they're going to try to steal the election. They're going to try to have civil unrest. They're going to try to have false flags. I had no idea. I'd walk right into one in D.C. It'd be that obvious. And I'm just telling you, 79 days of hell are coming in 120 days. But that's a side issue compared to what they're going to do when Trump gets in. They are going to keep it propped up, or the illusion. Here's how it works. The economy's already falling apart. Inflation's already out of control. People are spending their savings just to pay the bills. You know that. The minute Trump gets into office in January next year, just remember this, mark this down. That's why they want me off the air, because they don't want this to be played later. Just save this right now. The minute Trump gets in, you're going to hear all these stories about the collapsing economy and the problems and all the rest of it. Now, Trump is such an optimist, and he's so good at getting foreign investment and doing other deals, he may be able, and announcing Keystone's back open and all these, he may be able optimistically to defeat that. I'm just telling everybody that I would give it a 90% chance currently on our trajectory, and we don't talk about this lab for sure, that they're going to crash the economy when Trump gets in. And you've heard him five times I know of in the last 6 months say they're going to do this. So, yeah, Trump knows, I know, but I don't hear Republican politicos. I mean, they're all measuring drapes at the White House. They're all counting how much political insider control they can have. They're all getting their lobbying groups tuned up and preparing to buy their yellow Lamborghinis. And I'm not mad people like Lamborghinis. I just, my point is, you know, like the last guys in the Trump administration he brought in. And it's just, they're just partying and, you know, Lamborghinis and all this shit. And all I'm telling you is, I'm trying to stop Viggo Mortensen's The Road level stuff. I'm trying to stop total collapse, war in the streets, cannibalism, mass death, burning cities, nuclear war. Great, if everything was fixed, everything's fine, and our kids aren't dying of fentanyl, and the borders aren't totally open, great, get yourself a red Ferrari. Great. If everything was fine, I had a ton of money, hell, I'd probably get one. But I just can't, it's demonic. When the ship is sinking and we're all on board to be polishing our Rolex, and that's what I'm trying to say is people better get their priorities straight and they better do it right now. Because I'm telling you, folks, you don't need me to tell you, but I'm telling you, we are in deep, you know what? We are in deep shit. We better be praying to God morning, noon, and night. I've prayed at least five times today. I got up at like 6 a.m. My wife and two younger daughters got up. I asked them to pray around the table. And then I did it again. I did it again. And I went and had lunch with my parents. I did it again. And then when I got here to the office, I went in my office real fast, said another prayer. And right before I went on there, I said another prayer. And let me tell you, I usually say, you know, like a focused prayer once a day. I'll probably pray three more times today, folks, because I've got to get close to God. I got to get dialed in. Because the fact that I'm not running off to some redoubt in Utah or Montana or Wyoming, and believe me, I got folks that are ready to take us right now. The fact that I'm not evacuating, every moment is like, I'm not evacuating. I got to save the ship. And there's a chance to get the ship into port, folks. Use that analogy, a sinking ship in frozen water coming into port. It's 5 miles out, the ship's sinking fast. We're bailing as quick as we can, got the engines up as far as we can, and that ship's going under. I'm like, get to port, get to port. It's around to save the whole ship. I could have already jumped in the lifeboats and gotten out of here, but the whole ship will go down if we do that. And that's even more dangerous. I'm fighting for my life, people, and you better realize that's what you're doing and get serious.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller.
So we have actually pretty sound filtration system. But
sure.
I recommend to people that can have a complex system like I have to get the electric here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
InfoWars, because there's a war on for your mind.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to be 100% clear. I don't say this to boast. In fact, that's bad luck. And luck is just stuff God, you know, likes. Bad luck's things God doesn't like. But when I tell you that the globalists, out of any talk show host, any operation, they hate this operation the most, because I've got their number. Our guests have their number. Our listeners have their number. And they listen to the show, and they're like, how the hell does this guy know all this? And when the feds, the CIA and the FBI funded all these big Democrat law firms to sue us the last 6 years, in depositions, they're like, who funds you? Who runs you? Who gives you orders? Because they could not imagine that someone knew all of this and wasn't being given it by some federal agency. You federal agencies, the stuff leaks, it comes out, you brag. You've got all these whistleblowers that have come out. I've been on there 30 years. I've been watching you. And I had family. People always spend this. Oh, God, Jones admits he works for him. He had family that worked in some agencies. No, they all told me how evil the government was. When I was a kid, a teenager, a little kid, then a teenager, my uncle worked for Army Special Operations in the CIA, high up, Iran-Contra. He was in charge of building airfields and communications and found out they were smuggling kids out of Guatemala. He was a great guy. He got out of it. He told me about it. Didn't tell me a lot of it until he was dying. And he was a great man. But the point is this stuff is going on. It's been going on a long time. This is as serious as a heart attack. And I'm going to get into the news right now. It's just that people have to understand, folks, this is real. There's all these thousands of channels and all this BS and all these lightweights. And believe me, I don't want to be the heavyweight. I don't want to be the most accurate guy. I don't want to be the guy that's the main target. I just want to stop these people. And the good news is folks are getting how it works now. And I see all these great talk show hosts and really smart people that finally aren't naive and finally aren't asleep who can see it even better than I can and articulate it better than I can. Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan has a way of doing it. The list goes on and on. Jimmy Dore, Russell Brand, the Heritage Foundation used to be established Republican. They sound just like me now. And it's not about me. It's about understanding the broadcast, my films, the books, the information. It's dead on, folks. We don't hit a hole in one every time, just most of the time. But we get really close to the hole every time. If we were golfers, if this show was a program, if this broadcast was a golfer, we would be sinking the ball on average with two shots every time. Okay? So just understand that analogy, and that's why they don't like us, because I've got their number, I've got their name, I've got their ass, and so can you. It's all right there. It's all in the Carnegie and the Tavistock Institute, MI6 documents in the 70s, how they were going to create the transgender movement and make sterilizing kids fashionable and cool. I mean, you just go down the line, and if you'll admit the horror of what you're facing, you can then beat it. But it's so horrible, people don't want to admit it. So, you know, I talked at the start of the broadcast about things that have blown up the establishment's face. The COVID, the borders, the transgenderism, just all their claims of, you know, we're going to give you free stuff, them trying to cover up inflation. Everything the establishment's touching is failing. Because the public doesn't trust them anymore and is investigating and is learning. But another big one is Joe Biden. They wanted a corrupt pedophile who'd always been easy to control on a very short leash, who did whatever they told him. And we told you with Roger Stone 3+ years ago, the word was there was a deal that Biden would step down coming up to the convention when they told him to, so he'd get all the heat, and they could then just quickly, like Indiana Jones, moves the idol and puts the sand on the lever, and that they would do that. But Biden was the guy they thought he could go a few more years. He's refusing to step down. Just like I told you and Roger Stone told you and other sources told you hundreds of times here on this show the last 3.5 years. And now it's admitted. Jill was telling him not to leave. His family's in there. They're like, dude, you're not really the president. You're a puppet of Obama and the deep state. You need to give up. You need to go away. So they're applying more and more pressure, indicting his son, convicting his son, all these attacks, letting Trump have a somewhat fair debate with him, showing him stumble down the stage. They're taking the protection away right now to get him to step down. And he's arrogantly saying, I'll never step down. He can barely talk worse than ever. But they're trying to spin this like, oh, it's a discrediting of the Bidens. No, it's a discrediting of the corporate media and the politicos and the systems that protected him and covered this up. It's another giant blow. Not as big as COVID discrediting them, but it's big. Not as important, obviously, as COVID, but it's still right up there close to it because everybody for years said this guy's a doddering idiot with dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and a whole mix of those. And now it's all come out. He has all that stuff. His brain is rotting. He's like, you ever have like an extra refrigerator in the garage and you hadn't really filled it in a while for whatever reason? And like you go in there and there's a half gallon of milk's been in there for 6 months. This happened once. I don't know why I do this, but you dump it down the sink. You don't just throw it in the trash because you recycle it. But I remember a couple years ago, actually, my dad has a ranch, and he's got a little shack for deer hunting in it. That was the last time I did this. There was like an old thing of milk in there like 6 months or longer, and it was pure solid. It wasn't just rotten milk. It was pure solid. Just you take the top off, bleh, bleh, big stinking chunks come out of it. I'm like, why did I do that? Why don't I throw this away? Biden isn't like rancid milk. He's not like turned milk where it's just a little bit of a taste. Biden is like a solid green container of rotting milk. And now either they're doing this to discredit him as his handlers because they want him to quit, but I don't think that's the case because the little people around him want to keep him in power because they control him. They're trying to shove him out at multiple events a day now, and he is being even a bigger of a fool. He's absolutely discrediting himself and the whole system right in front of him, and they think they can suddenly discover that he has a rotten brain. They think they can suddenly discover that he's totally brain dead. And go, oh, we're not part of this. Like the most famous clip now is Scarborough saying, if you don't believe me and you don't think this is true, F you. This is the best Biden. He's just a genius. He's so smart. He's so incredible. He's so amazing. The fact that they just arrogantly gaslight and say this shot 100% protects you and is totally safe. And then now they admit, oh, I never said that. It's really good for you. Or it's really bad for you. And it's the same thing that they're out of ammo. Their lives don't work anymore. They've got tricks and they've got scams and they've got the money, but they don't have the people. Just like sand running out of an hourglass, every day they continue on, they become more hated, more ridiculed, more reviled, and the public then discovers every policy they support, every program they're behind. And so this is not the decline of the globalist establishment. This is them discovering they're already dead politically. So let's start getting the clips because I've already done 41 minutes of preaching here. Here is Biden, two clips back to back at a church in Philadelphia. He says, it's good to be home and it's just an incoherent mess. I watched the whole speech. I can hear the whole 5 minute speech. It's just incoherent babbling. And then he sits down, they start singing the main hymnal, and they say, please rise. And Biden sits there when the rest of the church stands up, and then he starts pointing at his handler saying, do I get up? Do I get up? But he can't see or hear what they're saying, so he just sits there like a deer in the headlights. This is the guy in control of the nuclear codes, folks. And this is them in the morning thinking, well, it's the morning. Anybody knows about folks with dementia? They're a lot better in the morning, and then they sundown. Well, he's sundowning at 10 a.m. in the morning in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Here he is.
And I want to thank you, I said, Bishop, it's good to be home. And please sit down.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
And for radio listeners, he's just sitting there not knowing where he is, vacant stare, like an Alzheimer's patient. But when you go to visit grandma at the nursing home and you see the Alzheimer's patient sitting in the lobby, and then he keeps looking and pointing at himself saying, am I supposed to get up? And there's wide shots of this, too. This is a close shot. And everybody else stands up, and he doesn't. I mean, this is supposedly the guy that beat Trump. By the way, Biden gave another speech and said, I don't care about the polls. I'm going to win. I'm going to beat Trump just like I beat him in 2020. No, sorry. He said, I'm going to beat Trump again in 2020. I mean, you can't even keep track of this guy. So here's David Axelrod, the establishment globalist, saying these are the facts of life. What's happened to Biden is the facts of life. He's got to go. Oh, like two men can have a baby? And all the other facts of life you say don't exist? But again, they can't suspend reality. Here it is.
It's just there are certain immutable facts of life, and those were painfully obvious on that debate stage, and the president just doesn't seem to come to he hasn't come to grips with it. He's not winning this race. He's more likely, if you just look at the data and talk to people around the country, political people around the country, it's more likely that he'll lose by a landslide than win narrowly this race.
Now, here's Fox News host complaining that no major Democrat, including Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary, will come on and defend Biden. Obama put out a statement last week saying, well, it's a bad night, but he's still our guy, while his own attack dogs try to get him to step down. So that's why I say I believe Biden will resign. I think I said by the 20th. Yeah, I did. So, or I know I said the 22nd. I forget what I said Friday. I said 2 weeks, so however long that was. So I believe he will resign, or to be clear, he will resign being the nominee. He will remain puppet president until the new inauguration, but that he will say that he is not going to be the nominee and that he will let others come in. Probably looks like more and more Kamala, even though Roger says Big Mike and he's rarely wrong and, you know, the rest of it. So there's a lot of moving parts here. Here's Fox News. Not a single guest was able to come on to defend Biden.
Now, before we get to our guests, I want you, the viewers at home, to know something. Our team has spent days reaching out to dozens of lawmakers and Biden advocates and allies. We've had numerous interactions with the Biden-Harris campaign. But not a single potential guest was either able or willing to join us on today's show to defend the president and his decision to stay on the ticket. So we will be having a conversation without that voice, which we have been working around the clock to avoid.
All right. So they've left him out in the cold. Now, here is the press secretary, the evil Raggedy Ann, saying that he had a bad debate because he was suffering from jet lag, his last trip being weeks before the debate. Here it is.
There's no question that international travel can be rigorous. I think the confusion is that he's still suffering from the effects of that nearly 2 weeks later. So can you articulate a little bit about, like, do you guys usually have accommodations for him after he does a trip that he's going to have jet lag for that long a period of time?
So can you when you say 2 weeks later, what do you mean?
Well, the debate, he arrives back in the United States 12 or 13 days before the debate. So his explanation for a poor debate performance is jet lag.
So what I want to say is it's the jet lag and also the cold, right? It is the two things and that occurred. And you all heard it in his voice when he did the debate, right? And it is not even something that we shared ahead of time. You heard it in his voice, and we confirmed it. And I think that's important to note as well. Like, it is the jet lag and the cold.
This is the same lady that tells us there's no inflation. So here is a compilation of Biden in 2020 versus 2024. I'm going to go through some of these headlines, where the Democrats are now calling for using AI to create a fake, young, smart Biden to fool the voters. They're that crazy that they're in major publications saying, let's just lie to the public. We know you've been lying for a long time, but now you think your secret weapon of AI is going to save you? Here it is.
Nobody in $400,000 will pay a penny more in tax under my proposal.
That's a promise.
That's a guarantee, a promise. I give you my word as a Biden. That's an absolute guarantee.
And you think it's a good idea to raise taxes when the economy's in dire straits?
Depending who you're raising them on. Look, if you're raising somebody who's making $1 billion a year, it's not a problem that they pay 39.6%, which everybody should pay, raise another $90 billion.
Did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did, no.
Well, what I want to get at is, what were you experiencing as you were going through the debate? Did you know how badly it was going?
Yeah, look. The whole way I prepared, nobody's fault of mine. Nobody's fault but mine. I prepared what I usually would do, sitting down, as I did come back with foreign leaders or the National Security Council, for explicit detail. And I realized about partway through that, you know, all the, I get quoted, the New York Times had me down at 10 points before the debate, 9 now or whatever the hell it is. The fact of the matter is that what I looked at is that he also lied 28 times. The way the debate ran.
Just 3 days ago, Biden said he's proud to be the first black woman VP to serve with a black president. Here he is.
I remember as a Catholic kid growing up in an area where we didn't like Catholics didn't get elected. I'm the first president elected statewide in the state of Delaware when I was a kid. Well, you know, I looked at John Kennedy and said, well, he got elected. Why can't I get elected? By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman mm-hmm. to serve with a black president. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do because together there's nothing. Look, this is the United States of America.
And then there's Stephanopoulos, who he normally goes to for support, literally stabbing him, not in the back, but to his face, like Brutus, in the Roman Senate. Here's Stephanopoulos.
Let's start with the debate. You and your team have said you had a bad night. But your friend Nancy Pelosi actually framed the question that I think is on the minds of millions of Americans. Was this a bad episode or the sign of a more serious condition?
It was a bad episode. No indication of any serious condition. I was exhausted. I didn't listen to my instincts in terms of preparing, and I had a bad night.
You know, you say you were exhausted, and I know you've said that before as well, but you came, and you did have a tough month, but you came home from Europe about 11 or 12 days before the debate, spent 6 days in Camp David. Why wasn't that enough rest time, enough recovery time?
Because I was sick. I was feeling terrible. Matter of fact, the docs with me, I asked them, they did a COVID test because they were trying to figure out what was wrong. They did a test to see whether or not I had some infection, you know, a virus. I didn't. I just had a really bad cold.
And did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did, no.
Well, what I want to get at is, what were you experiencing as you were going through the debate? Did you know how badly it was going?
Yeah, look, the whole way I prepared, nobody's fault, mine. Nobody's fault but mine. I prepared what I usually would do, sitting down, as I did come back with foreign leaders or the National Security Council, for explicit detail. And I realized about partway through that, you know, all I get quoted, the New York Times had me down at 10 points before the debate, 9 now or whatever the hell it is. The fact of the matter is that what I looked at is that he also lied 28 times. The way the debate ran, not my fault, no one else's fault.
But it seemed like you were having trouble from the first question in, even before he spoke.
Well, I just had a bad night.
What a world where they're putting a literal person with dementia, hopped up on drugs, on national television in front of the whole world. But again, the globalists think doing all of this will demoralize us. No, it lets us know they're the bad guys. They're the ones behind this all. Let me show you some of the headlines. I've already played a lot of clips of this, but I want to go over some of these headlines. Overhead shot, please. Moment bumbling, Joe Biden calls himself a black woman in painful interview as he imposes 8 p.m. curfew on himself. Joe Biden's allies abroad think it's untenable for him to stay. World leaders everywhere. Bloomberg. Biden refuses to believe poll numbers as he plans to steal it again. InfoWars.com. House Democrats bring out the big guns to block GOP's voter ID bill where you have to show an ID to vote. My God, total fraud. The dam's broken. Massive numbers of the top donors, including Disney, you name it, say, we're not going to give any more money if it's Biden. 5 House Democrats have called on Biden to step down. I mentioned this. Disney heiress announces halt to donations to Democrats until Biden drops out. And the New York Magazine, the criminals around him that are an oligarchy, they're covering up that he's mentally disabled, and so they're bad people. Yeah, but you went along with all of that. Axelrod, Biden's family indulging him by claiming there's a path forward. Yeah, in the larger clip that's in this article, he attacks Jill. So there you go. Just as we told you years ago, Jill's the one keeping him in. CNN's Van Jones, Biden seemed detached from reality during ABC interview. Well, you want us to be detached from reality, Van, but more and more we're not. The public's getting wise to you, and as soon as they care more about their life and what's happening in the country than football, it's game over. Because people aren't stupid, they're distracted. Biden, everything I do is a cognitive test. You're right. Everything you do is a giant joke, and people see it. Fox News calls out Dems for refusing to appear to defend Joe Biden on air. Elon Musk, Americans haven't had a president for a while. Exactly, it's an oligarchy of criminals using him as their puppet. We all know this, but see, it's now mainstream news. Here's the big one I mentioned. Huffington Post calls for Biden campaign to fool the public with AI videos that make Sleepy Joe look younger and healthier. You've got to go read this and see it for yourself. They say, let's put out fake videos to fool the public. They're that desperate that they're admitting they lie to their readers and that they want bigger lies told. Just an admission here. Incredible article, InfoWars.com. Now we learn, I mean, you actually knew about this a year ago, but it's now the mainstream news is covering it. Parkinson's specialist met with White House at least 9 times in the last year. And it goes on and on. Radio hosts who interviewed Biden claim White House sent questions beforehand. Well, they do that in all his interviews. That's not debatable. They're just now discovering this. But it is Kamala Harris's moment. People said it's Big Mike. People said it's Gavin Newsom. I thought it was Newsom. But she's got the money under law. She can't transfer the $100 million. They're now literally trying to push Kamala because she's another vegetable. Not from dementia, but whatever the hell she's on. She looks like somebody on Xanax or Valium to me. We're going to go to break, come back with all the military news, economic news, the hurricane set to hit Texas, and more. Second hour, please stay with us. But listen, I want to thank you all for your support. I can't do this without you. We're swinging for the fences and we're hitting home runs. But we can't do this fight without you. Plus, we've got great products you need. Make the decision. Make the commitment to go to our great sponsor that keeps us on air, drjonesnaturals.com, and get Rocket Rest, super clean, amazing, powerful, natural deep sleep that's so good for your whole body, your immune system. This is so critical. Rocket Rest, discounted. Next Level Foundational Energy isn't a speed, but it cleans out your cells and has a incredible energy effect with no letdown. This is incredible. Don't have an hour to tell you about it. Just get Next Level Foundational Energy, drjonesnaturals.com exclusively. We're selling out of this. My dad's selling out of this. But despite that, high quality, 30 parts per million, made by the top supplier in the U.S., same thing sold for $30 at Whole Foods. We normally discount it for $25 or $20. It's $12.98. You don't get this colloidal silver bullet for $20 in any store. Well, even when they discount it. It is $12.98. Silver bullets selling out quick. DrJonesNaturals.com. And there are so many other great products like Kava Chill, Top Brain, the concentrated green fiber caps. It's all there, up to 57% off at DrJonesNaturals.com. And I thank you humbly for your support. I ask you to go there now and keep us in the fight. It's so critical for our future and your future together. Go to drjonesnaturals.com right now. All right, there's big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll tell you about that next hour. We'll be right back, hour number 2.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Your death is their goal. Part of John Bowne's report. When I come back, when stations join us in 5 minutes with the rest of the news, please stay with us and share the live links. The Bioweapon Lab decides what Americans and Canadians and Germans and Mexicans and Brazilians can say and sets the AI to watch you and control you. Welcome to the New World Order.
Well, a handful of people is spreading the idea on social media that the rollout of 5G cell towers is responsible for the COVID-19 epidemic. Some of the towers have even been set on fire in the UK. As our Victor Williams reports, it's having consequences here for people who are just out doing their jobs.
Yeah, well, the fact that anyone would believe this theory is absolutely mind-blowing, and doctors everywhere are agreeing that these 5G towers have absolutely nothing to do with the spread of the coronavirus.
Of course, if we're going to have drones watching us in checkpoints and stay at home, lockdown, house arrest orders, of course they're going to tell the children, watch your parents. Because, you see, 1984 for these guys is a owner's manual. It's an operations plan. Hillary Clinton's lessons of George Orwell's 1984 is to trust leaders, the press, and experts. they're coming for you. They're coming for all of us. The incremental ambient background noise of the electromagnetic radiation is being jacked up on high. All over the world, people are watching 5G go in by their house, and the trees die within weeks.
All on the left-hand side. Look on the left-hand side of that tree. Look on the right-hand side. That's all right. Yeah. Right, well, look at the right-hand side of the tree. Look at the front. Look at the bushes. Look at the green bushes. Yeah. Very nice. Look at the left-hand side. Dead. Do you know why? Because that's right next to it.
The grass begins to gnarl and brown. The birds move their nest. And the studies are coming out everywhere that the 5G towers are 3, 4, 5, 10 times stronger than even the FCC says they're allowed to have. And at the FCC agreed level, massive increases in cancer. Oh, you're burning inside now. That microwave's rubbing your molecules together. And you're burning inside. And soon, you will die. And the globalists think you're so stupid that when you're all dying, you won't even notice it.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
Now is the time to think
what history would say about this crisis. And now is the time for all of us to define our own role. What is it that would make it so that history would look at this crisis as the great opportunity?
But it's big corporations saying, we're going to shut down the world economy, consolidate it for the ultra rich, and tell people we're doing it to save the earth because the carbon is evil. Even though all life on this planet is carbon based. So Agenda 21 has been going on for 30 something years. Since 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, when it became world law under George Herbert Walker Bush.
The world has an opportunity to unite around a strong global agreement.
Obama said he agreed it. The Senate didn't go along with it. Agenda 2030, you should go read it for yourself. And then everything they say that they're doing the opposite. So you want somebody to stand up against the globalists. You want somebody to fight the new world order. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. Sunday, July 7th, 2024.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
I'm on a mission to never forget. We are the people that I've never met. We want the matches and all that we get. Some kind of shit about a terrorist threat.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide, and I am your host, Alex Jones, very honored and blessed to be here with you. Now, I want to shift gears into other big subjects. I got more on Trump, more on the election. I'm going to get into the hurricane. I'm going to get into Russia and the big developments there with Ukraine. I'm going to get into just so much more, the big European elections coming up. But I wanted to air a compilation clip two, dealing with the history of what they've done to us and how they're about to try it again. So here is this important clip.
President Trump wrote on Twitter, don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. Don't let it dominate your life?
In terms of responding to a comment like that, it's gross.
It's okay to be afraid of COVID, and it's okay that it's dominating your life.
Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
I can't come in, Mom. It's
because of this flu thing.
We won't be free of this pandemic until we listen to the acknowledged truth. Listen to the scientists.
Science is truth.
You know, science is truth.
What is the impact to public health when people are openly questioning the science?
Now is the time to do what you're told.
By not hearing the truth, by not listening to the scientists, they are prolonging how bad the economy will be.
When I see somebody out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I instantly think, you are a threat, or you are selfish, or you are a COVID denier, and you definitely haven't been vaccinated.
You don't wear a mask, they don't
come out. What does this have? Are you vaccinated?
I am triple vaccinated.
So why are you wearing a mask?
Seek out the scientists and listen to their advice.
Listen to scientists.
Listen to the scientists.
Trust the experts.
We're going to trust science. We're going to trust the experts.
Parents who say, well, I need to do my own research. Makes you think of that cartoon I saw of the tombstone that said, I did my own research.
Republicans have given their voters license to believe whatever they want to believe.
Heard somebody saying, listen to the scientists. Do that.
Let's listen to the scientists.
That phrase, do your own research, it's popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. Doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences. Renee, what are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Come on! Tase
somebody over a mask. Tase this lady over not wearing a mask.
If some jerk exposed my mother to COVID because they didn't want to wear a mask, I would want to kill them.
We can watch the experts, but we shouldn't be listening to Trump, a non-medical professional.
Well, the answer is listen to Bill Gates. Bill's right about a lot of things, and he's at the steep learning curve in global health.
And we're really seeing just how important it is to follow science.
Yes, yes, exactly, and we need to listen to scientists.
The idea that people are questioning the science behind the vaccine.
The science checks out. Even if you don't believe in the science, you think you're tough enough and you're healthy enough and you're young enough, the scientists were right all along. Eventually, the science catches up with you.
Are we doing more harm than good by questioning the science behind J&J?
Trust that vaccine.
Trust the experts.
Listen to the medical experts.
Trust the experts. If you don't understand the science, you don't know what you're fighting.
Just let the experts speak.
So maybe you should just shut up right now.
You don't want to take advice from your golf buddy or from your aunt. You want to listen to the scientists.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research?
You see the ultimate effects of what happens when you don't listen to the scientists.
This isn't about being scared. This is about scaring us straight.
Science, science, and science. Only listen to the scientist.
If we follow the science, imagine, instead of staying locked up in their rooms, they're able to hug their grandchildren.
This isn't about freedom. It's about freedom for your neighbors.
You can give each other a hug as long as everyone is fully vaccinated.
Listen to the scientists like the rest of us.
We have to listen to the scientists.
We'll listen to the scientists.
Every scientist, every expert, listen to the experts.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
These MAGA Republicans who are maybe, democracy is something they don't look at it the same way you and I look at democracy.
Now, the reason I take time out almost every show to play one of those clips is because the same global corporations that created the fear, created the virus, created the poison shot that's killed 35 million people now, they're planning to do it again. They've been admitting that. Oh, don't worry, we got a new pandemic. You're going to submit to us. That's the jewel in the crown of world government, is viruses for control. So I harp on this because they don't want this discussed. Remember, it came out the White House, the CIA, the FBI were involved censoring during all this. they were going to keep this going forever. We beat them on this, and we've got to continue to go back and expose that because that controls the future. We're very close to Fauci being indicted. We're very close to Peter Daszak being indicted. And when those dominoes fall, the entire stinking evil house of cards comes down. Now back to the political news, and then I'll get to the other news. It's all political at the end of the day. Trump mocks Biden, encourages him to stay in race amid Democrat calls to drop out. Now, Trump is using reverse psychology there. Trump got caught last week. In fact, I sent this to you guys, but I sent it like Friday, so it wasn't my list. Trump calls Biden an old broken down pile of crap. And it's him on a golf cart. Pull it up, because I didn't see it in my list. I know I sent it. I put it on my X account, Real Alex Jones. Trump calls Biden a broken down pile of crap. And Trump pulls up to give tips to the greenskeepers, because he doesn't just give tips to his caddy. He just hands out $100 bills everywhere. It's well known. And he pulls out a stack of 100 and starts handing them out. And that's the headline you search for. Trump calls Biden a broken down pile of crap. And Kamala Harris, an effing joke. And the left said, oh, you should resign over this. No, he'll say it publicly. But the point is, yeah, there it is. Trump calls Biden broken down and claims he quit 2024 race in leaked video. So, again, Trump thinks, and he says it in the video, he goes, Kamala is even easier to beat than Biden. I hope Biden steps down. He goes, in fact, I hear he is, which is the intel I told you last week, too. We're getting some of the same intel. But a lot of the campaign folks that I agree with, partially, I'm not saying they're totally right, have said he's overconfident about Kamala and how stupid she is, but she's a new face and has less baggage and can read off a teleprompter. So Trump is using reverse psychology here. Trump mocks Biden, encourages him to stay in the race amid Democrat calls to drop out. Now, he's doing that so when the Democrats hear that he wants Biden, that's how Trump's brain works, they will then go get rid of Biden and he'll have Kamala. I'm not saying he's made a mistake. I'm just saying that I don't think we know there. So that's a very, very, very important clip. Let me know when you get that, guys, okay? Just go to X. You type in Trump, broken down pile of crap, or go to my X from Friday, and it's on the Real Alex Jones. We're going to play that clip, or I'll find it if you need it. If you guys can't find it, let me know. I understand. I will find it. I will give it to you. But I did send it. All right, continuing. Trump fundraising committee teases first event with vice president pick at GOP convention. They're going to have the event July 17th, where Trump will announce his VP, and the word is he's narrowed it down to three people, J.D. Vance, Ben Carson, and one other. Trump granted delay in classified documents case for another month because of all the fraud coming out and the falsification of evidence. The big question is Ben Carson the next VP pick? I think he'd be a great one. He's trustworthy. He's smart. You guys just popped my ear, but I didn't hear what you said. Clip ready. All right, here is the clip of Trump.
What did I do with the debate the other night?
Oh, amazing.
Kicked that old broken down pile of crap.
Yeah.
It's a bad guy. He just quit, you know. He's quitting the race.
Is that right?
Yep. I got him out of the race. And that means we have Kamala. I think she's going to be better. She's so bad. She's so pathetic.
It's so amazing.
It's just so fucking bad. So
I just can't imagine.
But can you imagine that guy with dealing with Putin and the president of China, who's a fierce person? He's a fierce man, a very tough guy. And they see him, they probably can't. But they just announced he's probably quitting.
Good.
Yeah, that's amazing. Just keep knocking him out. Right?
But let's talk about. Good job, crew. Find that so quick. Let's talk about the deep state. which is the permanent bureaucracy and big tech and the media and their lies. Remember they denied all this? Well, look at this. Former FBI and Twitter lawyer Jim Baker joins election task force advocating for social media censorship, and the Democrats are calling for deep fakes of Biden being young and smart. Now, this is a really important article I want to hit, and I want people to give me attention on this, okay? And I meant to play this last week. I had it on Wednesday before I took off 4th of July the next day. But the head of the Heritage Foundation, who used to be milquetoast, but now people are so awake they can be hardcore, which is good. We start to win, we expect to see that. Comes out and says, we're in the middle of the second American Revolution. Hopefully the left isn't violent and it'll be bloodless. So we're in the middle of the second American Revolution. Hopefully the left won't be violent and it'll be peaceful. The entire media then spun that. Just type in Heritage Foundation head talks about revolution. It's everywhere. Because I go through these articles and wish, oh, I wish I had this clip. I know I sent it Wednesday. It's not the crew's fault. I didn't send it again today. But you all heard the clip. It's been all over the news. I just love to show you something. I'm not like the media, the corporate media, the enemy of the people that just says, Alex Jones says, you know, kill all the Mexicans like the ADL did 10 years ago. And I threatened to sue them. They retracted it. Or Trump hates all Mexicans. Where's the clip? Yeah, there's the headline. Heritage Foundation president raises alarm with. Heritage Foundation head talks about second American Revolution. And notice, put the headline back up. They have it in quotes. Him, he said peaceful. Bloodless if the left allows it to be. So why is this story important? Trump doesn't control or run a lot of stuff, obviously. He's an executive. He just gives out policy. But there are people in his administration that started this 2025 project. The Heritage Foundation is milquetoast Republicans. They're good. They're getting better. They fund Tucker Carlson, who's doing a great job. These are good people, okay? They're not even hardcore enough. I'm not saying Tucker isn't. I'm saying the Heritage Foundation is not. Trump hears there's a firestorm on CNN, MSNBC, all the corporate channels, and he comes out yesterday, and says, I don't know who the 2025 group is, and I'm not saying they're bad, but I don't endorse them and I don't run them. So he hears heat on this Heritage Foundation full commitment with a Trump plan that I've read. It's 90 pages long. Most of it's excellent. I mean, I would say it makes the Heritage Foundation go from like a C- to an A+ in my view. It's got a lot of great common sense ideas. And the Heritage Foundation head says we're in the middle of the second American Revolution. And it's going to be peaceful. The Democrats don't get violent. Totally real comment. And Trump gets told by his advisors and people who really just don't want competition in his new White House that goes on. Oh, God, these are radicals, sir. You've got to come out and distance yourself. No, do like TPUSA did and invite me to their big event. That's what the public wants. Stop letting the Democrats dictate your response. Stop letting the Democrats control what you say by, oh my God, it's totally evil. Trump wants to support a controlled border. Trump doesn't run away from that. Why do we run away from that? Stop letting them define the debate. Did you guys find the Heritage Foundation clip? Because you just go to X and you type in Heritage Foundation Revolution and it'll right there. It doesn't matter. Everybody knows it was said. I'm not going to obsess. It's okay. So that's just add it in post. We're going to upload this later to man.video and X. Damn it, add it in post. We'll have that. So that's where we are. Is the institutional cowardice of the Republican Party that, oh my God, CNN attacked us. Good. You should do whatever they attack because that's what they fear. They're attacking Trump all the time. Do we run away from Trump? They're attacking me all the time. We run away from Alex Jones. They're attacking Tucker Carlson all day. We run away. Oh, God, we're being attacked by our enemies. We better quit. I mean, the milquetoast interview of the head of the Heritage Foundation is like, we're in a revolution. We hope it's peaceful. That's what America is a revolution. That's in the Declaration of Independence. That makes perfect and total sense. I'm going to find the clip. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. I will find the Heritage Foundation clip right now. They start playing the Jeopardy music, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to try. I'm going to try Trump Revolution. I bet we have the clip, ladies and gentlemen. I know. Wait 30 seconds. You got it downloading it. I got a rule here. And this is kind of a thing. If I send clips on a Thursday, I need them on a Sunday. And it's okay. But I will always show you a clip. I will not sit here and tell you there's a clip and not show you the clip. If I tell you Fauci said, don't worry, we'll be able to get rid of Trump with a new pandemic that's going to hit imminently, I'm going to show you the clip. Or if I tell you Joe Biden said blacks are super predators and that black men should basically all be put in prison, I'm going to show you the clip. I've shown it many times. I want to show you the clip. I want to show you the clip. Show 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 the clip. Here it is. Start it over. Oh, my God. Start it over. Oh, my God. I'm about to get it. Clip. Give me the clip.
In spite of all this nonsense from the left, we are going to win. We're in the process of taking this country back. No one in the audience should be despairing. No one should be discouraged. We ought to be really encouraged by what happened yesterday. And in spite of all of the injustice, which, of course, friends and audience of this show, of our friend Steve, know, we are going to prevail. That Supreme Court ruling yesterday on immunity is vital. The reason that so many anchors on MSNBC, for example, are losing their minds daily is because our side is winning. And so I come full circle in this response and just want to encourage you with some substance that we are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be.
Which is totally true. The guy, it's the Heritage Foundation, Trump. And again, Trump's really smart. He's got good instincts. He doesn't understand Republican machinery. They come to him with a 2025 initiative and go, sir, and I saw the articles, they used some aide that was part of it to confuse him, and they go, sir, his other aides that want all the power, they're going to lose the country doing that. Sir, there's an upstart group saying things about revolution and violence in your name. You need to decry them. Trump's like, who are they? What? Well, sir, they're bad people. Okay, let me put out a post on Truth Social that I don't know who you are. I'm not saying you're bad. I wish you luck, but I'm not with you. Now, they'd have come to him and said, sir, the Heritage Foundation's totally behind you and has a big battle plan to defeat the globalists and take over the country. We finally are winning. The establishment Republicans are now joining us. He'd go, well, that's great. But instead, they don't want the Heritage Foundation involved in the second administration. It all goes down to this chicken crap, chicken shit planet BS, man. Because I've read the 90-page report. You know who bankrolls Tucker Carlson? Those guys. You think they woke up? Think they're hardcore? They've been waiting for us to get hardcore. I'm not saying they're perfect by any means, but when I see Elon Musk joining us, I'm not going to go, oh, God, screw Elon Musk. He reached 200 million people a day plus exposing the he's calling for Fauci's arrest, for God's sakes. He's calling for the Epstein list to be released. Well, he's not been perfect in the past. Oh, shut up. This is what victory looks like. People want freedom. They want prosperity. They want security. And then we start winning, and Elon Musk and the Heritage Foundation sound just like me. These policies will destroy the New World Order. The New World Order is openly coming after Elon Musk now and the Heritage Foundation. And the articles didn't say Heritage Foundation. Some unknown group called 2025. It's just a giant report they put out and tens of millions they spent to do it. and sponsor, you know, me going on Tucker Carlson's show. That's who bankrolled that to get me out there. And then they sit there and go, well, yeah, the Heritage Foundation is now sponsoring Alex Jones. That shows their New World Order. What? I mean, you know, it is just, not, they're not sponsoring me directly. What I'm saying is they're sponsoring Tucker. Just think about this. Just think, use your heads, people. But see, the Republican establishment cuts and runs, and Trump is surrounded by these people. Great job, Cruz. Sorry I'm ranting.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite! Have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
fight for America is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. Us, they're surveilling us, they're censoring us, they're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God Satan is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer. And as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
Old-fashioned artillery. Melt down the rock on their heads. Old-fashioned artillery. Genius. There they are, the American people waking up. The people of the world waking up as well. Big news across the board coming up.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Humanity was asleep. Humanity was in a coma. The enemy was winning. Now we're awakening. And now the real fight for the future of humanity is here. Follow us at Real Alex Jones on X. Rock you like a hurricane. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with all the other great broadcasters like Owen Troyer, Harrison Smith, Chase Geyser, and so many others. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, resisting worldwide. All right, Hurricane Beryl is barreling in. Supposed to make landfall sometime tomorrow. in Port Aransas, Texas, and careen right over Houston. And here's what I've got to say about the situation. Every time there's a bad weather event, the left says it's global warming, and people that are awake say it's weather control. Now let's talk Turkey. In 1978 and 79, there were two different UN world treaties on weather modification and control. I can play you, but I've already played it probably 300 times, so I'm a little neurotic about always showing a clip. Fine, I'm doing it again. I can't help it. I have to. The OCD's taking over. I need to be OCD. Pull up, CIA director admits chemtrails, weather weapons. It's like an hour-long C-SPAN thing before the last year of Obama, but he says it. John Brennan, globalist par excellence. He says, yeah, we're controlling the weather. We're doing a geoengineering spraying. We add the chemicals to the jet fuel. The companies aren't even involved, and we're dimming the earth. And BBC reports the earth's 27% darker than it was in 1980 than it is now. Look it up. Everything I say, just write down. The crew just sits there as I say this, just pulls it up. Just type it in. Just do it. Just do it. I'm not lying to you. Don't believe me. Just check it out. Sometimes I get a number flipped or something wrong, you know, 5% of the time, but we're trying to tell the truth here. Big difference. We're not trying to lie. And so when it was declassified 15, 16, 17 years ago, God, time flies. And the father of U.S. weather weapons was exposed in a good way in Fox News. Ben Livingston. In World War II, he'd already flown a whole bunch of missions, bombing enemy targets. But then as an officer, the last year, he was the first person to fly aircraft into hurricanes and typhoons. And again, a typhoon is in the Pacific, a hurricane is in the Atlantic or the Caribbean. And one turns one way, one turns the other. It's like in the Northern Hemisphere, toilets go clockwise. Southern Hemisphere, they go counterclockwise. Well, typhoons get up to 170 miles an hour. Hurricanes get up to 150 miles an hour. But the issue here is that we've always had them. All the ancients wrote about them. And actually, we've had not a very busy hurricane season for over 15 years, 16 years. Now, though, they're starting to intensify. And the corporate media says, you know, polar bears can't swim and all this other BS. And, you know, everybody's dying and the ice caps have melted. None of that's true. But every time there's a hurricane, they say, this is man-made by you because you've got a gas-powered stove, you've got a fireplace, you've got a diesel truck. You're bad. You're the man-made global warming. You did it. Meanwhile, we have this giant, huge Department of Energy. That's just one of the funds. That's up to $10 billion a year because the programs admit it. They just don't give the details. Of geoengineering and aerosol spraying campaign. There it is, CIA director on the geopolitical risk of climate geoengineering. And now they admit Bill Gates is captaining it, and they got all this stuff going on. But the point is, Ben Livingston, by the early 1960s, commanded this giant weather control operation, and he flew aircraft into hurricanes off the coast of Florida more than 10 times. This was declassified. And I called him before they told him, don't talk to me. Flew him from the panhandle. He was already like 90 years old. I think he's alive now. Unless he's 105 or 107. He came here with his wife, did the interview. Just type in Weather Wars, Alex Jones, Ben Livingston. We've reposted it on X. We should repost it. It's an amazing two-hour interview. Video interview. And then I called him a month later. He said, come back on. He goes, no, I got a call by the Pentagon. I can't come on. I know it's declassified, but I can't talk to you. It hung the phone up on me. But I got him to the Radisson in Austin and interviewed him in his hotel room before they got to him. And he admitted how they would take the Ho Chi Minh Trail with no clouds in the sky and in a day have thunderstorms dumping 5 feet of water on the Viet Cong. But he said by the early 1960s, they had it certified, the Pentagon, Stanford Research Institute, and DARPA, that they could, now listen to this, watch the interview, create hurricanes, weaken hurricanes, kill hurricanes, and the most important part, steer and control them. So they could kill them, they could create them, they could make them stronger, weaker, they could steer them. So because that exists, and there's all this geoengineering, all this weather modification, because the government says chemtrails don't exist. Well, that's a layman's term. But geoengineering, terraforming does. They go, oh, that's just ice crystals. We all grew up. Until the mid-90s, a jet flew over. It would leave ice crystals, and they would disappear in like a minute. You'd watch it form, and you'd watch it disappear. Children are growing up watching, when they're not adding additives added to the fuel that the engines put out, they aerosolize the nuclei to create the nuclei to form the cloud banks. Some days, none of it's happening. It's not just atmospherics. They're not doing it then. Other times, they are doing it. And the companies just take the jet fuel they're given. They only got four or five big jet fuel makers, and they put it in there, and they add the barium salts, the aluminum dioxide, the other isotopes. Some of them are nuclear, atomic, radioactive, and they spray it on us. So I don't know if this hurricane coming to Texas is steered or not, but I know Houston has been hit with record floods in the last 3 years in a row, and now a hurricane is barreling down on it right now. Just a few months ago, it blew out hundreds of buildings' windows. They had 120-mile-an-hour winds. The average was 80 miles. Never before seen. So there's something going on, and it's not because cows are farting, and it's not because any of that. It is because the atmosphere is being jacked with and is admitted. So to sit there and say, oh, you can't say it can be weather weapons, when they admit this is all going on, is preposterous. And the CIA director's like, well, we do have this technology, but we got to really be careful because other governments get mad. Well, that's why they keep it secret. But the Chinese are in the news clearing the skies for their parades. The Russians do it. You know, small companies can take, you know, you pay them and they make sure it snows to give snow at the ski resorts. So this is a real thing. And this is a microcosm of how the world works, where we're like children and don't know they've got mRNA before they rolled it out. It was around 30 years ago. Or we don't know about all these advanced technologies that are in the literature, but the public basically isn't told, so people hear about this, they think that's crazy. It's like I was on air 25 years ago talking about mainstream MIT documents about animal-human hybrids being grown in cows, uteruses at military bases. And people called in and said I was crazy. I confronted on the street. I'm like, I've got MIT's own document admitting this. But the public... One guy at a pizza place, I remember the night my first wife broke water on my son, who's 21 today, 21 now, and I'm getting a pizza to take it home, and this guy taps me on the shoulder and he says, I got a biology degree and you're a liar. There's no humanoids growing in cows. And I turned around, the guy was in my face. I said, hey, first off, he tapped me hard, it was in my face. I said, back off. I said, when did you get your degree at UT? And he goes, 1978 or something like 1970, whatever it was. And I went, dude, I'm not going to talk to you. You're drunk. Get out of my face. And he kind of got in my face again. I just pushed him back. Like, kind of fell on the table. I was like, yeah, I'm about to beat your ass. But the point is that just because the public doesn't research this doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You can go look up human-animal hybrids and find articles 30 years ago now. It's everywhere. Human-animal hybrids gestating, that means in uterus, at military bases across America. Wired Magazine, 8 years ago. Look it up. Animal-human hybrids gestating, at military bases across the U.S., MIT. So, yeah, that's quite an abomination right there. That's a monkey-pig hybrid. So this is all going on, and we have to admit this is happening. So that's why I raised this, because I'm right here in Austin, and for us will be some great rain. But for Houston and the central and eastern coast of Texas, it's going to get hit by a major hurricane in the next 6, 7, 8 hours. And then we can show the hurricane track overhead shot, please. Texas coast braces for looming hit by Beryl, which is expected to regain hurricane strength. Beryl to target Texas next to flooding, rain, strong winds, and storm surge. And then voluntary evacuation, we can show some video of that. Order issued for west end of Galveston Island ahead of Burl. And then look at this. Here's the track. Comes right in just south of Houston, turns and goes through East Texas, and then shoots off across the Midwest into the East Coast. So we'll see what happens with that. My point is, we have to really ask ourselves, is this a weather weapon? Because it's going on. And the crew did find the clip, which they did a great job finding so quickly. Here's the CIA director, outgoing at the time. How many years ago is this? Trump got in almost 8 years ago. This was about a year before Obama left. So this is, what, 9 years ago? Here's the CIA director kind of slowly letting us out like a fart in church.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
What's it already doing?
As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives. Now, I could go on and on and on and on about the things that fascinate me, but rather than talk about them, I thought I'd stop here.
All right, so they use climate change. Oh, we're going to ban your cows, ban fertilizer, sterilize kids. It's all to save the earth. And, oh, we're doing this to save the planet right now, but other countries can't know about it because they'll get mad. And they found the video. PrisonPlanet.tv presents Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons and weaponized weather. In fact, let me ask Chase Geiser. He's coming up in like 8 minutes. But, Chase, when you get off tonight, after the next few hours, get the Ben Livingston interview and say, see the censored father of weather weapons expose geoengineering. Or see the father of weather weapons expose geoengineering. What incredible intel you're going to get, because this is going on. And we should debate this. We should talk about this. We should know this. Because they can jack with the weather while they cut off the resources and say the weather did it, or they can make the weather do it. But the weather is being manipulated. We'll show some of the B-roll. Already the storm surge hours ago on Texas coast is huge. People should get to higher ground. They should take it very, very seriously because this is a major hurricane. All right. Now, let's move on here to some good news. Putin calls for complete end to Ukraine war while meeting with another European leader, Viktor Orban. And he said, listen, NATO started it 11 years ago. They made us respond. As long as they will stop shelling 100% Russian citizen areas in the east, and as soon as they will move out of those areas, which is a tiny sliver of Ukraine, that they won't join NATO, which the Pentagon already said they weren't, but now they admit they are, we will leave them alone. Orban meets Putin in Moscow. I'll play these clips tomorrow. And says, hey, we've heard President Trump. He says he wants peace. We believe it's sincere. We want that, too. We're ready to end it right now. And Trump can end it because the U.S. runs it all. Bombshell. New York Times exposes details of war crimes by American-led volunteer force in Ukraine of U.S. soldiers and foreign troops committing massive war crimes. Read the article at Infowars.com. Another big article out of Politico. The world wasn't ready for Trump in 2016. It's not making that mistake this time. They go on to say Brussels and NATO have Biden signing a deal for hundreds of billions of dollars for the next 10 years, $60 billion a year at least, outside of Trump with a deal already signed. Trump can reverse that. We're talking about a bigger budget per year than the U.S. Marine Corps going to Ukraine. In Brussels, NATO officials have devised a plan to lock in long-term military support for Ukraine so that a possible Trump administration can't get in the way. Oh, don't get in the way. Oh, our evil, oh gosh, can't let an elected official get in the way. In Turkey, officials were reviewing the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 policy roadmap for clues into Trump's designs on Syria. In Atlanta, Austin, and Lincoln, Nebraska, top ministers from Germany and Canada have met with Republican governors to shore up relations on the American right. Oh, the UN and NATO is involved in our politics. You got to go read this whole article because I read all this. This is insane. Foreign NATO. I remember 6 years ago, Wall Street Journal said, we're about to ban Alex Jones. And I read the 30-page article, and it said, at a NATO meeting in whatever the German city was, it was Berlin, the decision's been made to ban Alex Jones. And then we're going to, I mean, I'm not trying to bring my name into this. I'm in the article. We're going to put Assange in prison and shut down Jones, and then no one will oppose us, and then we'll censor everybody, and then NATO will get involved and control America. You're like, why does that work? Because it's an agency outside of America without congressional oversight, just like they used MI6 to spy on Trump and create the dossier that he's being pee-peed on. Like Trump's going to go to Moscow and have women piss on him. A, Trump is a neat freak and is into that. B, why would Trump go and be peed on in Moscow in a hotel room knowing he's being set up? It's not just preposterous. It's impossible. You think Trump runs around in rooms with women pissing on him? But that's what MI6 put out. Funded by Hillary, the DNC. They use foreign groups to do it because they can get away with it. All right, I'm out of time. I didn't get into the elections in Europe and what that really means. I'll cover it tomorrow if we're blessed enough to be here, 11 a.m. Central. Please support us. Please support our sponsors. We got a huge sale going at InfoWarsStore.com right now. The 1776 Super Sale is now live, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X2, back in stock, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, selling out, 40% off. Vaso Beats, does the same thing as Nitric Boost, 40% off. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, 40% off. Winter Sun, 40% off. Probiotic Fiber, 60% off. And it goes on and on and on. Vitamin Real Fusion, selling out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. Next Level Foundational Energy, Turbo Force, Center Clean Energy, selling out all the nano silver products. 57% off. The sale's going to end this week on 30 parts per million colloidal silver, silver bullet. 57% off. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. You want to support the fight for the future? You want to be in the fight, get great products at the same time? Make the decision to join the fight now. I can't make it for you. You got to make it. drjonesnaturals.com. But whatever you do, take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and share it. Whatever you do, tune in to the next 2 hours because Chase knocked it out of the park. Last Sunday, he takes over now. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.